With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Advocates for those experiencing homelessness are criticising an early morning sweep of a homeless encampment near the state capital in Denver this morning. The Denver Post reports that police began assembling at Lincoln Park around 6:30 a.m. Denver public health officials cited health and safety concerns as the reason for the sweep. Therese Howard, an advocate with the Denver Homeless Out Loud, said about 200 residents of the camp were cleared out without any notice and now have nowhere to go. The Denverite reports that city workers piled tents, blankets and other belongings and trash into trucks. Earlier this week, in his State of the City address, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said the size and number of homeless camps have increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, but he said they can't persist. Hancock has been criticised for his handling of homelessness in the city, particularly the ongoing sweeps. The mayor has defended the sweeps, saying they're designed to get people off the streets and into shelters. The ongoing sweeps in the city go against advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which says such actions could spread COVID-19 unless safe housing is available. The temporary homeless shelter at the National Western Center will close in mid-August. That shelter has been housing over 600 men on most nights. Many, but not all of them, will be able to stay at the Denver Coliseum. That is currently an all-woman shelter. Westword reports that the women who've been staying there are being linked up with other shelter options in the city, including motel rooms. The city is currently looking for a site for a temporary outdoor camp area for those experiencing homelessness. Denver Public Schools board member Tay Anderson was taken to hospital today after he was injured during a protest at this morning's sweep. Anderson told the Denver Post that Denver police pushed him to the ground. Videos taken at the scene and that are posted on social media show Tay Anderson, the Denver Public School board member, in the middle of a group that was challenging police ahead of the sweep at Lincoln Park. Denver Public Schools announced today that it will delay in-person teaching until at least mid-October for most students. The Denver Post reports that most of the district's 93,000 students will take classes virtually through at least October 16th. DPS had previously committed to full-time in-person instruction. Independent music and concert venues across Colorado are coming together today to raise awareness about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on their industry. Christian Hee, senior marketing manager at Z2 Entertainment, which books venues like the Fox Theater and the Boulder Theater, says thousands of people are impacted.
We have everyone from, you know, our marketing team, our managerial team, to our bartenders, our security, our production staff. A lot of people, I think, are really excited that artists have the opportunity to live stream and to make money that way. But all of our venue, like our day-to-day venue staff, don't have that opportunity.
Today is a day of action to raise awareness about the impact on venues, particularly small independent venues. The Save Our Stages campaign is asking people to contact their elected representatives to ask them to support two pieces of legislation that would help the industry. That's the Restart Act that's been co-sponsored by Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado, and also the Save Our Stages Act. Both pieces of legislation would help independent venues across the nation during the coronavirus shutdown. According to the Save Our Stages campaign, without support from Congress, 90% of independent venues across the country will be forced to close their doors forever. You can find more of our local news coverage online at news.kgnu.org.